It's overwhelming, setting out to write. The idea of a completed play shimmered like an impenetrable edifice in smoothest marble. I went to a playwriting group. Actors were welcomed because they read well, so I spent a year reading drafts of other people's plays and wrote not a word for myself. I'd been in plays, directed plays, devised plays, but writing something from scratch, I had no idea how to do it. My mind was gripped with the vague vision of the finished thing, which was more a mood, a feeling. Then I encountered John Burgess, who quietly handed me the key and said, "Just write the next line." And that was it. That's all you have to do. Just write the next line. Someone says something. There's always a reply. Now I could begin to get the measure of this place, explore the contours and the contents. Who dwells here? What do they want? Who do they know? How did they come here? Where do they want to be? The clamouring voices distribute themselves on the page and the lines begin to grow vibrant. The world jumps in to feed the sound and vision and the writing takes shape. But that will never happen unless you get the words down on the page. So if that's the great advice, the answer, what's the problem now? I'm still me. I'll find some problem. It's part of writing plays. Currently, it's the modern disease, the internet. A Google search provides instant gratification. Emails shape my life. But mainly, the awfulness of the news consumes me. The horror rolls ineluctably, and I can't change anything, nor even digest it properly. If I can give myself 5 minutes to read something that feeds me, I might be able to make a start. But I'm filled with anxiety and unable to apply logic. Helplessness grips me from the early morning. Oh my God, everything is falling apart, just everything. Which is a slightly hysterical way of saying, like so many other writers, I've discovered that I have to be offline. I decamp to the shed, where there is no internet, but also no heating beyond a candle stove, fingerless gloves and my writing coat. I get out my pen and write a line, then another line. The moving hand connects to the beating heart and the tangled brain. Then line by line, I find I'm changing. The thought goes directly to the page, and another thought follows. Things move forwards. If the lines start to go in circles, there's some kind of impasse. Someone will come in and smash it all to bits. There are often characters who are willing to give that a try, several times, because it's drama. In my shed, I rebuild a place of safety and rediscover a sense of agency, a belief in the good of humankind, the future of youth, and the hope that we could find some way to live better lives, line by line.